Hello and welcome to the Daily Nuggets. As previously mentioned, today we are going to start a new series on goals. I am sure many of you have already set up your own goals and are already working on them. That is great. That's the starting point of everything. This series will help you validate, realign, or modify those goals that you now have. One of the main keys in success is the setting up of goals. God will help you in any area of your life that you give to Him, including the time you spend developing your goals. To make the most of your time, you must believe that God will help you attain your goals if you trust Him. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, the Bible says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." You are either going to be mastered by the clock, or you're going to master it. And the only way you can truly master it is with the help of Christ, who gives you strength. We're not talking about positive thinking or pull yourself up by your own bootstraps or some kind of self-help psychology. You need more than positive thinking. You need supernatural help from above to manage your schedule as you put up your goals. Faith is a factor in how you manage your time. Even setting goals is a matter of faith. You have to believe that God will help you. Jesus says in Matthew 9:29, "According to faith, let it be done to you." So let's set up your goals today. Setting up faith goals is how you manage your time in a biblical way. Here are five characteristics of a faith goal using the word faith. First is the letter F. Goals must be focused. A focused goal is specific. You cannot use the words more or less in a focused goal because those words cannot be measured. You must say, "I want to do this by the end of the 6 month or by the end of this year." Next is the letter A. Goals must be attainable. An attainable goal is possible in faith. If you don't have enough faith to believe it, don't even set it, because you're just going to waste your time. Unrealistic goals are just going to discourage you. And next we have the letter I. Goals must be individual. This means that your goals must concern you, not somebody else. You cannot set goals for somebody because you cannot control them. And the letter T, goals must be trackable. A trackable goal is measurable. You can measure your progress and prove that you did it. You will be happy with yourself. And lastly, the letter H, goals must be heartfelt. You have to feel passionately about your goal. If you set a goal that you are not passionate about, you are not going to accomplish it. Are you ready to set up big, bold goals in faith? Start managing your time in faith. You start making goals that are focused, attainable, individual, trackable, and heartfelt. Are there current goals you have set for yourself? I'm sure you have. Make sure they are faith goals. It is important to have faith that your goal is attainable. Your goals would change if you fully trust God more to help you achieve them and ask for His help in managing your time more wisely as you develop faith goals. And that would be it for today's Daily Nuggets. Next time, we will talk about setting up goals in order to grow more like Jesus. Again, thanks for watching, and may everyone have a safe and fantastic weekend.